September 18 Daily Readings. 1 Chronicles 1, Ezekiel 14, and Luke 10. First reading. 1 Chronicles 1. Like the Book of Kings, 1 Chronicles and 2 Chronicles were originally one book according to Jewish tradition. However, the Chronicles are not simply a repeat of the history already recorded in the books of Samuel and Kings. The Book of Chronicles was written to remind the nation of their entire history, and of their position among other nations, emphasizing the history of priestly worship from the death of Saul to the end of the Babylonian captivity. The Chronicles contain more of the relationship of the kings to the worship of God than does the Book of Kings. The history of the Northern Kingdom is omitted from the Chronicles because the Northern Kingdom had no bearing on the development of the true worship of God in Jerusalem. The first portion of 1 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 1 through chapter 9 verse 44. These consists of genealogies of the following. First, the patriarchs in 1 Chronicles chapter 1 verses 1 to 54. Second, Judah in 1 Chronicles chapter 2 verses 1 through chapter 4 verse 23. Third, Simeon in 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verses 24 to 43. Fourth, the tribes east of the Jordan River in 1 Chronicles chapter 5 verses 1 to 26. Fifth, Levi in 1 Chronicles chapter 6 verse 1 to 81. And lastly, the six other tribes in 1 Chronicles chapter 7 verses 1 through chapter 9 verse 44. Second reading in Ezekiel 14 verse 3. Son of man, these men have set up idols in their hearts and put wicked stumbling blocks before their faces. Idolatry is an attitude of the mind, not a posture of the body. It that is, idolatry of the heart is the easiest, most subtle form of idol worship. Its danger lies in the fact that it is not seen by others. By Len Richardson. 3 Road Reading, in Luke 10 verse 36. Which of these three, do you think, was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? Jesus didn't answer the question, "Who is my neighbor?" See Luke 10 verse 29. Instead, he answered another question, "To whom are you a neighbor?" Compare in Matthew 25 verses 35 to 46. It doesn't matter who is good and kind to us. What matters is to whom we are good and kind. The real lesson of the Good Samaritan is that the two great commandments, to love God and to love our neighbor, are inseparably linked. We should love as we have been loved. We should show mercy as we have been shown mercy. We should serve as we have been served. The inheritance of eternal life is a gift that must be shared in order to be received. By Kyle Tucker. Or, to put it another way, if you were in trouble, who would you want to be a neighbor to you? The obvious answer, why, everyone, of course. Go, and do thou likewise.